Hello, I am Nimja, and this is your garden. This file will simply allow you to step down into that wonderful place that is your garden. A place deep inside your unconscious where you can relax and do or change anything. It is a secret place which can only be found if you're taken there. You know the way, and nobody else can get there without your say-so. It's a very quiet place, away from the outside world, away from everything else out there, where you can relax and unwind, and you can dance in the sun or in the rain. You can do whatever you want. Now, to get there, we have to travel down some really nice old stone steps. The surface of the stone is probably worn with age, smoothened by the many footsteps that came before it. Every step down will allow you to get closer to your garden. There are 10 steps in total, and every step allows you to relax even more and to get deeper into that state, to visit your garden. Shall I count them? As I do, allow yourself to enjoy at whatever pace feels proper for you, to follow those steps deeper and deeper. 10. It's easy to begin. 9. To relax and simply prepare yourself for the visit. 8. As you imagine yourself stepping further. 7. Shifting your weight to go even deeper. 6. Letting the outside world fade away and becoming more focused on the inner garden. 5. Every step so wonderfully satisfying as you go deeper. 4. The sweet chirping and sounds of the leaves in the distance. 3. As the scents of the garden are slowly welcoming you closer. 2. The sky clearing up to greet you. 1. As you get ready to step down and drop that wonderful sensation of your feet stepping onto the gravel path and crunching with every step as you go forward into your garden. I will do my best to describe but a few elements, but in the end, it is your mind that decides how and where they are, how they look, if the colors are vibrant or gentle, if they are pastel or rainbow or anything else. Even the gate The design and shape is up to you. It is one of those old metal gates with lots of curls, or perhaps one with wooden spokes. Regardless of what it is a well-oiled gate. And when you push it opens silently, welcoming you in. When you look around, you can see all the different elements that make up your garden. The grass, the flower beds, the bushes, even the layers and the shapes. Some parts are higher, some parts are lower, and the size of the garden is ever changing. If you feel like a walk, you could get lost for hours while enjoying yourself. And at other times, the simple path leading through your garden is so short it takes but a few steps to end up where you want to be. And the sky. Oh, as you smell all the different flowers and grass and bushes and trees, the sky greets you with a clear blue and a warm, gentle sun. It's fun to hide under the trees and see the sunlight trickling down between the leaves, that interplay of light and shadow flickering and becoming a whole story in itself. The soft breeze causing shapes in the grass like waves on water, passing from one side of the garden to the other, or sometimes, if you're feeling fancy, from the center outward to the edge. And if you feel too lazy to take care of it or water the plants, a simple glance is enough to make the sky become grey and then ready with the rain that falls down, feeding all the plants exactly like you want it to. And with just a wink or a smile, it is gone again and the sun shines once more. Everything here is exactly as it should be. It grows with you as you change over time. It reflects how you feel or how you want to feel. It can be warm and welcoming, positive and bright, to help you to feel more positive, more warm, more welcome. And I wonder if there's a gazebo in your garden. That lovely roundish building with pillars and a roof, so you can watch over everything while lounging about on pillows or benches. Who knows what you'll do there? Maybe draw or create music, listening to whatever animals you would want to be there. There could be white fluffy bunnies, or perhaps some very fancy or normal birds, their soft chirping in the distance, providing a pleasant background to the rustling of the trees and the shifting of the bushes. Some even invite beautiful red foxes or white foxes into their garden, or other bigger animals. It's all up to you, how you want it to be. I wonder if there's even a number for the amount of pillows that you would dream up to lounge around in. And what you do there is your choice, your ideas, your plans. Maybe you'll have a tea party, or perhaps it is just a place to hide away from the world. Maybe it is an inspiration to things you're writing or creating. Or it is a nice place to vent, to walk around, and to feel refreshed afterwards. Perhaps the garden is just a place that gives you comfort, both by its very existence, as well as how you fit inside. Sometimes you may let it loose and surprise you, while other times it's as comfortable as a familiar blanket. In the end, it will do what you need to help you grow, to help you flourish, to make you bloom into a beautiful person. And the deeper you dwell in your garden, the more you relax and recharge and refresh your mind. It can feel like it's being used too much. So why not take a break every now and then, and how you do so is your choice. Maybe all of this is just a dream. At the same time, it's more real than many things out there. The beauty here is part of you, and you can improve it over time. The more comfortable you feel in your garden, the stronger it will reflect the amazing things your mind is capable of. And if the sounds and the sights and the scents of the garden are something that you enjoy and would like to improve, I'm sure you'll find the time to enjoy it even more. I hope you're enjoying your visit. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, perhaps you'll allow yourself to drift even deeper as you lounge anywhere you like and let the words wash over you like waves over the lawn. Or, if my voice doesn't follow, it's up to you. If you'd like to awaken or simply enjoy drifting and visiting, wandering around your garden for a little longer, I hope you have fun.